Good morning, friends. I hope you are well. We are on a Friday. It's so funny how, despite anything in life, you can always tell when it's a Monday and you can always tell when it's a Friday. The feeling in the air, essentially. But today, I join you, obviously, for this morning episode. I've honestly been blown away by the conviction that people have confirmed that they enjoy listening to this in the morning. It brings me a lot of validation from how it serves you guys. So thank you for that. And my thoughts continue down this line at the moment, and I'm continuing to feed it due to that curiosity and interest at this moment in time, is how to optimize our mornings. So today I'm going to talk about the idea of your ideal morning, but also how work impacts on that as well. I recently did a poll on one of the episodes around what impacts your morning routine the most, and 89% of people said work. What I'm about to share with you as well are thoughts from a couple of upcoming chapters that I'm currently writing. Again, feeding my own self-improvement and self-development through writing a little bit more. So I'm sharing these thoughts with you as fresh as they can be through what I'm writing as well. So I don't have a timeline on when I'm going to release this stuff, but I just like putting it together and then I'll release it when it's ready. Maybe by the end of the year, maybe not. So I hope you are all well. I hope you're in a good space, and I hope you are in a calming, peaceful mind whilst listening to this. So let's get started. Your ideal morning. This is a great opportunity to zoom out and think ahead. When it comes to daily life, we can get so caught up in the here and now, especially when we're excited, that excitement of we expect a perfect situation to happen instantly and overnight. This is how we think about things when we want them to be ideal. What would my ideal morning look like? What would my ideal day look like? What would my ideal job look like? These visualizations are so powerful, but like I say, we sometimes get a bit ahead of ourselves. And that's okay. Feed that excitement, but don't let it delude you and then demotivate you. The reality check here is that it takes time. I remember when I had a bit of a eureka moment of, I need to change this, back in 2016. And it actually took me about 3 years until I got the morning that I wanted. Again, in the grand scheme of things, that doesn't sound like a lot of time, and it might change again. But as you feed it, it does come round quicker than you think. I remember back in 2016, I was getting up at 5:30 every morning. It was dark outside. It was cold. I was having to tick things off my list of things to do before leaving for work and then getting there. And don't get me wrong, I would exercise in the morning. It was great. I would feel fresh going into my mornings, but the exhaustion later on in the day was tough. I ended up despising it in the long run. And this realization allowed me to, again, like I said at the very start here, zoom out and think ahead. I didn't want to be doing this same routine in a year, 2, 3 years' time. Sometimes a bridge to your ideal morning can just be change, even though that change is not your ideal morning. Change can motivate, change can give a fresh perspective, change can get you through. And this is where we need to think for our future selves. We need to think ahead and serve our future selves. We don't want to be having that miserable feeling of getting up each day where you feel like you're getting an early morning flight every single day. And like I say, fast forward to 2019, and there I was, 9 a.m. with a coffee in hand, either reading or journaling, but at peace. And there's that peace that comes with the realization that you'd managed to create what you want. It's not one of these moments, and you will have had them in your life as well. That realization strikes, and it seems like the sort of thing that everyone else would scream from the rooftops about, but you just sit with it, with peace, with that complete 100% peace of mind that you've achieved what you wanted to achieve. And nobody needs to know about it, but you're very pleased with yourself and trust yourself more. So this is almost like reassurance. This is reassurance that if there's something you don't like at the moment, you can change it. Change is good. Change can get you to where you want to be as well. I think it's important here to talk about work. Like I said, 89% of people said that work impacts their morning routine. Now, that could be the type of job you do. That could be the commute. That could be other commitments in your life that get rushed because of work. And ultimately, what we need to do, we need to choose face-offs. We need to choose and make decisions around what we're willing to sacrifice in order to be a bit happier. Now, I could talk a lot about a lot of different topics that I talk about in the podcast, such as your health, such as activities like exercise, meditation, journaling, whatever it is that suits you. But what we need to focus on here is the work side of things. What is the dynamic that exists? For instance, the reason that I can have my ideal morning at 9 a.m. is because I choose to work later. That impacts my evening. So that's the sacrifice that work gives me. So trying to understand work, the impact it has on our life, and what we can do about it. The intensity of our work can play a role. What is expected of you? Is there a culture that exists that you should be in early and you should be working late? Is there a dynamic of that work that doesn't serve you in life? I've been reading a lot recently about deep work and getting into flow, and there's a lot of philosophical things with deep work as well. Like I say, there's a bit of cultural stuff, the expectations that are given, but also that how you want to live. Do you want to live for work? I talked to you today after about 3 days of solid, intense work. Days where I've not had much time to decompress or process thoughts. But I enjoy the intensity of my day-to-day. It can be in short bursts. It's enjoyable activities that I do. It's activities that can give me energy as well. And it allows me other times in the day to look after myself. Let's think just before and just after work. The idea of commuting. What does that look like right now for you? Does it energize you? One thing that I have done and can never agree with is the idea of daily commuting on public transport or in the car for anything over 20 minutes. It doesn't give me that positive energy. It doesn't give me that idea of trust, as in I know I'm in control. And I've managed to control that by cycling to and from work. I see the benefits it brings me from that control side of things. I see the benefits it brings me from exercise and feeling good. And mentally, it gives me the freedom that, like I say, I'm in control and I have more choice. So I challenge you to think of an example where you could do something similar. The idea of being outside first thing in the morning that's positive for us can really, really benefit us. I think that there's pressure that we put on ourselves to do too much in the morning. If you start work early, you might not have time to get things in before work. There might be things that it might need to be a simpler approach. It might need to be that your evenings, if you start earlier, your evenings are your place of peace, your place of enjoyment. And all you need to do in the morning before work is look after your peace of mind. You need to protect it. You need to think positively and almost give the day the opportunity without the unknown scaring us, without the uncertainty of the day scaring us, just looking at it from a clean slate, finding ways to find peace. If it's a pet or if it's kids that bring you joy in your life first thing in the morning, use that to your advantage. Use that to benefit you and put you in that good mood, to motivate you. Again, this even goes towards the right, looking at your why you do the things that you do. So I hope that's given you some ideas this morning. I hope that it gives you almost a foundation and a platform to think about your ideal morning and how work can be more managed that can benefit you as well. So guys, have a wonderful Friday. Have a wonderful weekend. I'm really enjoying giving you company most mornings, and I'm excited to see where this goes. So, like I say, guys, as always, thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you all next time. Cheers.